And it's time for the Hibbing Area Chamber of Commerce Chamber Chat. It's brought to you by our great sponsors, Ranger GM and IraCorps International. You know, Ranger GM and IraCorps International are proud to be sponsors of the Chamber Chat, and they help keep us connected in our community. And joining us in studio is the president of the Hibbing Area Chamber of Commerce, Shelley Hansen.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Glad to hear it. I hope people don't think that I'm too familiar by calling you dear. Most people know that we're married.
We're married, yes.
Okay, good. So the chamber chat today.
Are you saying you don't call other people dear on the radio?
I do, probably, but that's okay. A few select people.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the topic today on the chamber chat? What do we have?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about networking, I think, today is what we're going to talk about. And I think when you asked me the topic, you said, well, what is that? And, you know, it's kind of like the chamber has always been around for hundreds of years, and networking was one of the primary reasons that people got involved, and it really still is. And so it's the, you know, the social media, the Facebook prior to the internet, basically, is what it is. It's where you get to meet new people, find out about what's happening, get the pulse on the economy, find out what to look for, what to be concerned about. And when you're part of the chamber, you know, or you have a chamber in your community, that is one of your prime resources for networking, not just, you know, the small community campaigns that we do, which is really important, and the events that we do. That involves all the community members all together. But as a chamber member, yourself as a professional and as your business, you're part of a larger network of people who get to be on the pulse of what's happening. December, January, February is really an exciting time to find out what are the next priorities. Minnesota State Chamber, you know, they're looking at childcare. That's a huge issue. Of course, COVID relief and COVID planning, energy, the different mining structures that are coming through, broadband. These are all things that not only through the state, nationally is happening, but these are things our board this month will be getting talked to about some different proposals that are coming down the line for emissions with cars. So there's just a lot of really interesting things. It's still the hub for networking.
It very much is. And nowadays we do it not through just, getting together and socializing with other chamber members, but through social media.
Right. And we do Zoom meetings. We do different things. And so, yes, there's always still that personal connection. Yes, you can look up a person's internet address. You can Facebook them. You can do that. But when you have that personal connection, the one-on-one where you actually get to talk to that person and meet them, whether it is by Zoom or through, you know, your local chamber, those are great things to do the networking and just once again, just have your hand on what's going on.
Are chamber members always businesses, or do individuals also join the chamber?
Individuals also join. You know, you might be a retired teacher, you might be a clergy, you might be an independent business person that just has a home-based business. So yes, there's a number of reasons why you might join because of the different committees and the involvements that you can have by being a member of the chamber.
Shelley, how can people get a hold of you and find out more information about the Hibbing Area Chamber of Commerce?
Our new website, hibbing.org, is a great place to connect with us. All our information is there. We're on Facebook, and of course, you can always call 218-262-3865.
218-262-3865.
Yes.
For the Hibbing Area Chamber of Commerce. The Hibbing Area Chamber Chat brought to you by our sponsors, Ranger GM and IraCorps International. They are proud to be sponsors of the Chamber Chat, and they help keep us connected in our community.